all the people here in West Donegal have had a couple of tough years. So I suppose our priority now for the future is to, I suppose, look at where we're at, what we can actually achieve for the west of the county and how we move forward. So during 2021, we would have done focused workshops on housing and housing capital and how we achieve affordable homes for people here in the west of the county. And also we'll focus on planning permission and, you know, how we put proper policies in place that enable families to build in the rural community. So that will be a major priority for us, because we would find that an awful lot of national policy that's coming down actually is going against that. So that will be a major policy shift for us here, or we will be trying to influence at a national level for the six councillors here in west of the county. And the other stuff that we've done during the year was as I said, the meetings with the second level educators, and we've also done focus groups on the environment, and as such a big section and such a big area, I think that we'll probably have to do a lot more over the coming years. But I suppose what we're trying to do here as six councillors is see what we can achieve, put a plan in place, and start, you know, ticking the boxes and trying to get stuff done. So as we move into 2022 now, Donal, we'll be back at the table again. We'll be putting a programme of work in place early in January, and I suppose it's all right having meetings, but how we actually achieve things and how we get the funding that we need here in the west of the county. So I suppose we'll all work hard at it, and it's a challenge, you know, that's ahead of us for the coming year.
And you've said that having met with the various groups that you've met with over the course of the past number of months, one of the things you want to do is look and see what the MD can do to facilitate and help create jobs for the area.
Yes, and we've, I suppose what we have tried to do over the last number of years is have annual meetings with Uthers and Guildford, that they have been very positive, Donal, and it's essential, I suppose, that the council and Uthers and Guildford work together. What we would be saying, and I'm sure what Uthers have been saying, is it's not just any job, it's good jobs, it's jobs that people want to do, and, you know, like our children are so highly educated here now, and they're going away, and it's given them that opportunity to come home, you know, have their life here and be able to earn a good living. So not, I suppose, well-paid jobs as well as that. And also that they can, people actually see the ability of starting their own business and doing it from the Donegal Gaelic.